pi shofar dam tomei mitoich dam tov, that she's letting out dam tomei after she was letting out dam tov. The Rashi is like this: regidu li reis dam tov tchila. Could be this isha. Her vest is like, first she sees, let's say, green blood comes out. That's tov. And after she sees a while green blood, then red blood starts to come out. That's called the vesset. And then every time she starts to see this green blood, she has to be afraid that after this she's going to see the red blood. That's also called a vest. That's what the Mishnah means shafas. That she started to see dam tov, and then after that it came out dam tov, that's called a vesset. The next time this happens, she has to be afraid she's going to see dam. And if she does see dam the next time, we say dayi shos, it only started there and not from before. Then it says, okimin samimurus, a rocha gets the shivis. So in the name she says, v'chein ki yoytzebehen, other type of simonim ashinu haguf also. What is the Mishnah mean to say? V'chein kiyetz. What else does it come to include? V'chein kiyetz from lasu yemai. So it says, Omar Rabba Barula. Lasu comes to include isha sheroisha kovod aleha, where her head becomes heavy, like she gets a bad headache. Or else v'yevu real kveitim, where her limbs become heavy. She feels very faint. V'roisesas, and she starts to shiver. V'goisa, and that's also when she starts to belch. So if these things happen, these things are also called the Shinu Aguf. Yes, she shivers or she belches. And then again, like Tais says, not just on one time, but happens a long time before she sees the period, she starts to belch. So that's called a vest. And the next time this happens, she has to be afraid for it. And if she sees Dam then, it's only Dain Shosa. We're not afraid it came before. Omar Afuna Bachia. Omar Shmuel, Harayomer was said like this: Liyomim Shnayim. This price holds like Rebbe Shita, that when you want to be Kaveya Vested for the days, so if you see two times the same day, that's Kaveya Vested. This goes like Rebbe Shita, that two times is a Chazaka. So you saw the last 2 months on the 15th day of the month, so you Kaveya Vested. The next month, the 15th day is also. Oh, that's called the. L'yomim mishnayim, l'vestos achas. That means like our mishnei vest aguf, shin aguf. Even in one time you kaveya that vested. But l'mash l'monach chachomim, the special thing that does not say in our mishnah, but the chom say about that shin aguf. Those things need shloisha. Those things need three times that has to happen the shin aguf. Now the Gemara explains l'mash l'monach chachomim l'suyimai. What do you mean to say? What we did not learn before? What the chom did not learn in the mishnah any place? What does that come to include that needs three times to be kaveya the chazaka? So my answer is Amar Rabbi Yosef, Lasi comes to include Roisha Kovodaleh, that her head is very heavy, like a headache she has. Ros Vievarel Kvedimaleh, Ros her limbs are very heavy. Ros Roisessa she shivers, Ros Vagoisa she belches. So these are things that were not learned before. So my answer is one, So my Amar Abai Abai says back, my Kamashma, what are you teaching me? Masnissani. That's Shana Mishnah. Because now Mishnah also said, the Mishnah ended off and said, the Chen Ki Yoitzabem, or the similar things also. To Pirsho Rabba Barulo, that's where he marked by our Mishnah. When the Mishnah said, the Chen Ki Yoitzabem, he said, that's what the Mishnah means. That's the top of the Gemara that Rabba Barulo says, Lasui comes to include, Isha Shiroi Shekov, the Lever Vel Kredim Aleh. So he comes to include these things, so what's your Chiddush then? So the answer is, so the Poshe Rabbeinu Rav Amar Abaye, Lasi comes to include what it means Shleimonu Chachamim, that these things have to happen three times. That means Lasui Ochel Shum. Let's say she ate garlic, and then Verosa she saw dam because of that. Whereas V'Ochel Betzolim she ate onions, Verosa and she saw dam because of that. These things have to happen three times. The last three periods have to be that after she ate some garlic that caused her to see dam three times. Or else, causes her problem. She was chewing some strong pepper for us, so that made her see. So these things are not such a big shino aguf. These things need three times. Omer Rabbi Yosef. Yosef said, Loishmi li yoshmaitato. He doesn't like this halach. He did not learn it. Means he did not hold like this. Rashi's yoshmaitato, tishmul di yom li yom shnayim levestes echad. We said before, then two times you need to convey a vest of yamim, and one term is enough to convey a vest of a shinu maguf like in the Mishnah. So the Yosef says he doesn't like that. Omalei Abaye, Abaye said back to him, At Amrisa na learn, you yourself taught us this. Like we know, Rabbi Yosef forgot his learning, and Abaye was reminding him, and you yourself taught us this. And Vayeho Amrisa na learn, you learned this on this halacha. It's all like this, Hoysa Lamuda Lias Roya. She was used to see them, Hoysa Lamuda Lias Roya Yom Chamishosa. She used to have a vest kavua the 15th day of the month. What happened was, Vishin Sol Yom Esrim. And she changed now the 4th month, she didn't see on the 15th day, but she went to the 20th day, she first saw then. So Lachor is now Zeb Zasurim. The next month, both days are still also the 15th day, because she was not Oika the Ves Kavua, and also the 20th day, because that happened one time. What's going to be, she skips Shloisha Pom Liyom Esrim, she skips 3 times to the 20th day, so she's Oika the first Ves 3 times. They have next 3 months. It happened, she went to the 20th day. So, Hutti Yom Chemishos, the 15th day, becomes mut. It's not a vest anymore. And instead, the Kovalo Yom Esrim. She has a new vest kavu every 20th day of the month. She has to be afraid now. Because the Chalal is, Shein Isha Kavas Leveses Achetikvenu Shloishapanim. She only has a vest kavu after she has it 3 times. And so that's what the Mishnah says. And on this, V'yamata lona lo, you, Yosef, yourself taught us, and so at this, Omer Yudah Mashmuel, V'azu divi Rebbe Gamliel Barebi. These are the words of Rebbe Gamliel Barebi, Shom, he says, over Shom Gamliel, that he holds his sheeter is 3 times as a chazoka. So therefore, you have to see 3 times in a row to have this chazoka. Then it's called the Veskavua. But Yishna, V'chachom, and the Chom say, Ruaso, if she sees, and the tzricha lelishanis lelishalish. She sees one time, that's enough. She doesn't have to do it a second time, not a third time. That's what it says here. Now on this, we are minu lecho. We ask back to you, lishanis shematlan. If you say you don't have to do it a second time, lishalish mi boy. Like, what do you have to say you don't have to do it a third time for? If you don't have to do it a second time, she don't have to do it a third time. If you're mad to learn, and you told us like this, lishanis bevestais. That means a vest haguf, you don't have to do it a second time. Like in our Mishnah, it's enough one time. After one time, it's called a vest. And l'shalish, what I mean to say, you don't have to do it 3 times, that's biyamim. That you don't have to have 3 times, not just have 2 times. That's by a vest of yamim. Because that's going according to Rebbe Shita, that after 2 times, it's called a chazaka. So Moses says, v'neimu, why don't you answer back and say, zudivri v'shem v'gamliel. Like how come the first one, Sarem of Yudah Mashmuel says, Zudiv Rav Gamliel Bar Rebbe, they said over the name of Shem Gamliel. Let him say Stam, the name, let him say directly, these are words of Shem Gamliel that he holds 3 times makes the Chazaka. It's more says true, but I tell you, Hokamash Malon Shmuel, what does Shmuel come to teach us? That Rav Gamliel Bar Rebbe is from Shem Gamliel Srila, he also holds like a Shem Gamliel. And that he holds 3 times makes a chazaka. So therefore a chazaka to see a vest kavua for days, it's only if it happened 3 times in a row, like the last 3 months, you always saw on the 15th day of the month, that's kavei a vest kavua. That's what we hold. Penachan, according to Rebbe Shita, 2 times is enough to be kavei a chazaka. So the kavei a vest. So after 2 times is enough, you don't need a third time. But I call upon him, this is only by vest of yomim. But Vest Haguf, Mashmir, they both agree, Vest Haguf, like it says, now Mishnah, it's enough after one time, if it happened one time, that's called a Vesed. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be, Hoysa Lamuda Lias Roya Betchilas Avestas? Let's say she used to see at the beginning of a Vestet. Rashi says it means by Vestet the Gufu Koma. When she started to have this sneezing, or this belching, or this yawning, let's say at the beginning of it, she used to see the Dam. Then the locker is that kol ha-tyrus shosas so b'teicha vestas t'meis. Any tyrus that she's working with, while she has the simonim, we have to be afraid that she's tamei. But let's say b'seicha vestas, let's say she usually sees the dam after she yawns for an hour or so. Then the locker is kol ha-tyrus shosas so b'teicha vestas t'meis. All the tyrus she was eisik in while she was yawning is still tor, because usually the dam only comes at the end of the yawning. Rabbi Yossi says, Af Yomim Vishois. Who are then days? Af and hours also. is called vestes. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what that means, what Gracie means to say. That even by days, also if you know exactly what hour of the day the vest comes, so that's it. She's only yosa that hour and not more, that's it. Not before, not afterwards. Now, that's called af yom v'shoyis vestes. A vest can even be an exact hour or exact time, exact day. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be? Hoyse lemuda liyos roya manetzachama. She used to see dam at the beginning of the day, manetzachama. Seina asur el imanetzachama. She's only also bashas hanetzachama, when she usually sees, that's all, not before, not after. That's Rabbi Yosi Shita. Rabbi Yudai Mino, kol hayyom shalom. Kol hayyom shalom means the whole day, she's takamuta. But the night before she's also, see in the Gemara exactly what this means. The Rios, when they have a vest kavua, she's also the whole aina, the whole 12-hour period, either the day or the night. Now the Gemara says, "Tani Rama like this." Ketzad, what's the case? Ketzad Amar Rabbi Yosi that yomim v'shoyis vestes. Where's the case that he said days and hours are vestes? Means like this: Hoy slamuda liyos roye miyom esrim liyom esrim. She used to see every 20th day, from 20 to 20. Used to see exactly the 6th hour of the day. That's when she used to see. So loch was like this. Hegiya yom esrim. It comes the 20th day of the Rosh. She didn't see it. Sarsua l'shamis kol sheish shoyis v'shoynis. The first 6th hour she's also. Divra Reb Yehuda. These are words of Reb Yehuda. Why? Because this is the oino. This is the period that she usually sees. The 12 hour period according to Reb Yehuda. However, Reb Yosi no matter, Reb Yosi holds no, ad sheishos until 12 o'clock, because the first 6 hours of the day she doesn't see; she only sees after 6 hours of the day. The 6th hour of the day, that's when you have to be afraid. Maybe she's going to see then. That's when she's awesome, and that's when the tyrus atemayus. What's going to be the over sheishos, the past part of the 6th hour, and v'loiros, so she knows for sure she did not see. So again. These are words of Reb Yehuda, that she's also the whole period of that day that she's going to see. So the whole 12 hours, the whole day she's also, even after that time passed by. But again, Reb Yosi Matim and Amin Chalamah, Reb Yosi Yos, no, she's only also that 1 hour, the 6th hour that she usually sees. But after the 6th hour passes by, she becomes Mutter again. So that's Reb Yosi Mitzvah in the Mishnah, that Yomim Vishoyis Vestois. Not only is the day of Veset, but even the hour of that day. If she always sees 1 hour to 12 o'clock in the afternoon, that's when she always sees. So she's only yosa that hour, not before, not afterwards. Then the Mishnah said, what's going to be hoist lemuda? She was seeing him on Eitzachamu. So most of the Vatani would learn like this. We have Yehuda says, call halayla shalom. Not in a bright not like our Mishnah, that the whole nighttime she's muta. Shalom means she's muta. And she's only yosa by day. And now Mishnah says just the opposite. Says kol hayom shalom. She's muta by day, but she's also at night time. So Moshe says lakash. There's no stira. Hod regila liras betchilas yamama. If when neitzachama can mean either right before daybreak, or even right after. So when she saw at the beginning of the day after daybreak and echnami, then she's also the whole day, but she's muta the night before. Hod regila liras besayf laila. After we say the whole day she's muta, it says now Mishnah, kol yom shalom, that's what she saw at the end of the night. So therefore she's only yosa that night, but the next day she's muta. Tonichol, run like this. One brisa says, Reb Yehuda Oisro Lefnei Vesta. Have you those she's also lived with her husband before the vest? Or Matira Liacha Vesta, but after the vest passes by, then she's muta. Tatan Yidduch, another brisa says the opposite. That Oisro Liyachar Vesta, she's also lived with her husband after the vest passes by, but Umatir Lefnei Vesta, before the vest comes, then she's Muta. So who is the Stira? So Moses says, no, again, Blakash is no Stira. Hodr Gidu Lemechse Besef Laila. If she usually sees Ramesh right at the end of the night, so then she's also before, but right after the night goes by, but daytime she's Muta. She's only also that Oinya, that period of 12 hours, when she sees either by day or by night. And the second case talking about to regila lemechse betchilas yamama, she sees at the beginning of the day, so then she's also the whole day, but the night before she's muta. Amar Rav Rav says, "No, loch Rav Yehuda, pas loch Rav Yehuda, not like Rav Yosi. that any time she sees a veset, that whole 12-hour period is lost, either the whole day or the whole night, not just the 1 hour that she sees. So Rav says, is this true? Mi yomer Rav, or is it true that Rav said like this? For a tiny learn like this, the pasuk says, "V'yizartem es b'nei Yisrael mitumasim," that b'nei Yisrael should watch themselves from tuma. Because from here we see Rav Yirmiyah, as though it's a warning of b'nei Yisrael, sheyifpashu mishasayim, they should stay away from their wives, somach levestem, before the veset. So mashma that they're also before the veset, they come how much before Rav Oina. It says in Oina, period of time, pasuk means 12 hours. So Rav says, my love doesn't mean to say Oina achriti. That not only the 12 hours that she actually sees in, but even 12 hours before. So she's biyos not only that day, but even the night before also. So Rav says, Lord, it's not the pshat. It could be oisa oina. It's just she's only yosa that period of time that she sees. If she sees by day, she's only yosa by day. If she sees at night, she's only yosa at night time. So Rav says, if that's the pshat, then vetati lomli, why does that have to say twice for? This din of yasartem and our mishnah, the loch like of Yehuda. So Moshe says, "Trich, we need both halachas." Diashmi, if we just would learn Diashmi and Ho, have a minahan in the middle of Tyrus. If we just learned if our Mishnah about Rabbi Yehuda's halacha, I would have thought it's only for Tyrus. She's also though 12 hours before. Well, by the Lord, maybe to a husband though, there's no issa. For husband, she doesn't have to be afraid. She's allowed to live with her husband. If Kamashma and the Stosik this hatem, she had to stay away from her husband. I v me, but just from the halacha of this pasuk v'zahartem, that b'shas vesta she's also to be with her husband. Havamina, I would have thought to say somach leves. What does that mean? Or in achriti, not only the day or the night that she usually sees, but even a 12-hour period before. Is kamash mula and oisay and kamash no only that 12 hours she's also to, and not before, not anoint before. Even though lemais halacha would like a machma to say if a vest comes out the daytime, she's also the night before also. That's a chumrah. But call upon him the Gemara, it's mashnalat. And whereas mashma, she's only yosa that period and not the 12 hours before. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be hoysa lemudo lios roya yom tezvov? She used to always see a period on the 15th day of the month. Vishin, since she changed now lios roya liyom chof, the fourth month, she saw the 20th day. So lochri zev is asum, the next month, both days are also to live with the husband, the 15th and the 20th day. Shinsa Pamad, let's say it happened the 5th month also, that she skipped Liyam Chot the 20th day, not the 15th, but still, Zev is Asurim, she starts to be afraid for the 15th day, because she didn't oiker it 3 times. What's going to be though, Shinsa Gimel Pamim, even the 6th month, she also saw Liyam Chot on the 20th day, now the locher is Hutra Tezvov, the 15th day becomes Mutar, the Kovalo Yenchov, and now the 20th day is like a new vest kavua. She's only just now the 20th day of the month. And this is the klal, Sheinisha Kavas Laveses Achetikvenu Dimafamim. Anisha first has a vest kavua. If it happens 3 times, Stamish Lakashim Gamliel, Kazak is after 3 times. And Vienna Metaheris Menevesa, she can't get rid of that vest. Like I say, she doesn't have to be afraid of that day anymore. Achetikvenu Dimafamim. Until 3 times appears by that time she did not see. That's a shalos. She has to be convey a new veset, or just enough she doesn't see. As long as she didn't see, that's enough. A kovan has to happen 3 times that she didn't see. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape. Here we're holding that Samer Dal Omer Aleph on top. Then the last mishnah we spoke about the dinner of a vest kavua, that you see something 3 times in a row, so that's kaveya vest, and it can't be accurate unless you skip it 3 times. Now the more